Negative news in media can have a significant impact on our mental health and overall well-being. Exposure to constant negativity and sensationalized stories can lead to feelings of anxiety, stress, and even depression. The 24-hour news cycle and the prevalence of social media have made it easier than ever to be bombarded with negative news and information, which can be overwhelming for many people. Today on Fun Dates, we're talking about Positive Media Day. I'm co-hosting today's episode with my friend Anne, and we're going to be sharing a few things you can do to make sure you're getting the right amount of positive media in your life. We'll also be talking about how to use positive media in a way that helps you focus on gratitude so that you can start living your best life. So sit back and enjoy this podcast, and feel free to leave us a review or comment on iTunes if you have any feedback. We'd love to hear from you. Recent events around the world reporting the increase in hate crimes and acts of violence against marginalized communities has also led to a rise in negative news coverage. The repeated exposure to such events can lead to feelings of hopelessness and despair, which can have a significant impact on mental health. Studies have shown that exposure to negative news can also affect our perception of the world around us. It can lead us to believe that the world is more dangerous and negatively biased than it actually is. This can result in a skewed sense of reality, which can further exacerbate feelings of anxiety and stress.
From a devil's advocate perspective, one could argue that negative news coverage is necessary to raise awareness about important issues and promote social change, right? By highlighting instances of hate crime and acts of violence against marginalized communities, the media can bring attention to these injustices and pressure governments and institutions to take action. Also, shielding people from negative news can lead to ignorance. By exposing individuals to the harsh realities of the world, you know, we're helping them become more empathetic and motivated to create positive change. Also, and it can be argued that we have the power to control our exposure to negative news. With the rise of social media, we have the ability to curate our own news feeds and consume content that aligns with our values and interests. Therefore, we can take responsibility for our own mental health and limit our exposure to negative news if we find it to be detrimental. Also, Flynn, some studies have shown that exposure to negative news can actually lead to increased feelings of empathy and compassion towards others. By witnessing the suffering of others, we may be more motivated to help and to make a positive impact in our world.
Agreed, especially on curating our consumption. Yet, I feel that limiting our exposure to negative news and curating our own news feeds can lead to echo chambers and reinforce our own biases. By only consuming news that aligns with our values and interests, we may miss out on important information that challenges our beliefs and perspectives. It's important to stay informed about current events, even if they are negative. By ignoring negative news, we may be ignorant of important issues affecting society and miss opportunities to create positive change. Limiting our exposure to negative news is a form of privilege. Marginalized communities often experience negative news coverage in their daily lives and cannot simply curate their own news feeds to avoid it. Therefore, it's important for individuals to be aware of and stay informed about issues affecting marginalized communities. By becoming aware of injustices in the world, we may be more motivated to take action and create positive change.
So then, a balanced, reasonable approach to the news and information is important. Agreed? It's important to be aware of what's happening in the world. But if constant exposure to negative news makes us feel bad about ourselves or anxious, we should limit our intake. By doing so, we can strike a balance between staying informed and maintaining well-being.
I completely agree. Staying informed about important issues affecting society is crucial, but we also need to take care of our mental health and well-being. Limiting our exposure to negative news can help us maintain a healthy balance and prevent feelings of anxiety or overwhelm. By finding a balance between staying informed and maintaining our well-being, we can be more effective in creating positive change in the world. If important negative media is overwhelming you, there are several things you can do to take care of your mental health and well-being. 1. Take a break. If you find yourself feeling overwhelmed by negative news, take a break from it. Turn off the TV, put down your phone, and step away from the news for a little while. This can help you to clear your mind and reduce feelings of anxiety or stress. too. Seek support. Talk to a friend or family member about how you are feeling. Sometimes just talking about your feelings can help you to process them and feel better. If you are struggling with anxiety, depression, or other mental health challenges, consider seeking professional help from a therapist or counselor. 3. Practice self-care. Engage in activities that promote self-care, such as exercise, meditation, or spending time in nature. These activities can help you to reduce stress and improve your mood. 4. Choose your news sources carefully. Choose news sources that are reputable and provide balanced coverage of important issues. This can help you to avoid sensationalized or biased news that can be overwhelming. 5. Take action. If negative news is causing you to feel helpless or overwhelmed, take action to make a positive difference. Volunteer for a cause you care about, donate to a charity, or write to your elected representatives about important issues. By taking action, you can feel empowered and make a positive impact in the world. Remember, it's important to stay informed about important issues affecting society, but it's also important to take care of your mental health and well-being. By taking steps to manage your exposure to negative news and practice self-care, you can strike a healthy balance and maintain your well-being.
You could also follow uplifting social media accounts. Social media can be a great source of positive and uplifting content. Look for accounts that share positive news stories, inspirational quotes, and happy or funny videos. You know, some examples of uplifting social media accounts are Humans of New York, Good News Movement. And as I said, subscribe to positive news sources like The Optimist, The Good News Network, or Happy News, you know. They focus on positive and uplifting news stories. You can subscribe to their newsletters or follow them on social media to stay up to date on, you know, positive news. As for inspirational podcasts, there are many online that can help you feel motivated and uplifted. There's the Daily Boost. There's the School of Greatness. You can listen to these podcasts on your commute, during your workout, while you're doing your chores at home. You could also read books. You know, books can really be very inspiring. It's a great way to improve your mood and outlook on life. Look for books that focus on personal growth, self-improvement, or stories that inspire you to be better. And also surround yourself with positive people. Surrounding yourself with positive people can be also a great way to improve your mood and outlook on life. Seek out friends or family members who are positive and supportive and try to spend more time with them.
I think we can both agree that people and our communities play a role in learning how to balance the media we consume. What encouraged you to add this to your fun dates in the first place? What made it so appealing that you decided to include it within your gratitude planner?
Gratitude is the practice of acknowledging and appreciating the good things in our lives. When we focus on the positive aspects of our life, we can improve our mindset and overall well-being. Studies have shown that practicing gratitude can lead to increased happiness, better sleep, and reduce stress and anxiety, and improved relationships with others. It can also help us develop a more positive outlook on life and increase our resilience in the face of adversity. The Gratitude Planner is designed to help individuals to develop daily gratitude. By incorporating gratitude into our daily routine, we can cultivate more positive mindset and improve our well-being. The planner includes prompts and exercises to help us reflect on the things that we're grateful for and to develop a more positive outlook in life. One of the unique features of the Gratitude Planner is the inclusion of our fun dates. And the Positive Media Day is a reminder for our planner users to stop and consider consuming positive and uplifting media, such as inspiring articles, motivating videos, or heartwarming stories. The idea behind this is to help people to focus on the positive part of the world and to counteract the negative media that we are often bombarded with. By incorporating Positive Media Day into the Gratitude Planner, people can develop a more positive outlook on life and improve their overall well-being. Consuming positive media can also help us to cultivate feelings of gratitude. happiness and hope, which can have a ripple effect on our daily lives. It can also help to counteract the negative effects of the news and social media, which can often leave us feeling very anxious, very stressed, and very overwhelmed.
For the uninitiated, the 2023 Gratitude Planner by Revolut GML Gallery is a planner slash journal that helps individuals reinvent their self-care in fun and empowering ways. The planner contains over 100 ideas for dates, activities, and daily tasks aimed at helping people grow, both personally and professionally. What is your favorite tip or a specific action that we can take to incorporate positive media into our daily routine and practice gratitude?
Aside from setting a limit on how much negative news we consume each day and balancing it out with positive news in stories, like the other pointers we discussed earlier, I think I would suggest starting a gratitude journal using just about any notebook you have. You know, you don't have to buy one. Take a few minutes each day to write down three things you're grateful for. This can help you to focus on the positive parts of your life and cultivate a more positive mindset. Focus on the positive parts, you know. To do that, you know, doing that can have a significant impact on our mental health and overall well-being, even in the face of negative news and events happening in the world. And there's some very, you know, very clear reasons why. Studies have shown that practicing gratitude and focusing on the positive can lead to reduced stress, anxiety, and depression. When we focus on the good things in our lives, we're less likely to get bogged down by negative thoughts and emotions. It also helps us increase our resilience in the face of adversity. When we're able to focus on the good things in our lives, we're better equipped to handle challenges and bounce back from setbacks. It also helps us build better relationships. We're likely to feel grateful for the people in our lives and the positive experiences we've had with them. This can help us build stronger and more better relationships with others. And also, I think this is my last point, it helps us. Studies have shown that practicing gratitude and focusing on the positive can lead to improved physical health outcomes, such as better sleep, fewer physical symptoms of stress, and a stronger immune system. While there is, of course, no denying that there are a lot of negative news and events happening in our world, focusing on the good part of our life can help us maintain a more positive outlook and improve our overall well-being. And by practicing gratitude, seeking out, you know, good media and focusing on the good in our lives, we can build resilience. We can improve our mental and physical health and cultivate a more positive mindset.
It's always a pleasure to have you with us, and we hope you enjoyed this week's episode. We hope that these conversations about the importance of positive media in our lives will continue to be an important part of your life, as well as an opportunity for us to learn from each other. We're here for you. So please keep tuning in and supporting us by telling all your friends about us too. We want this show to be something that people talk about. After all, isn't that what media should be? Please take care of yourselves and each other. This has been Anne and Flynn. We'll see you again next week when we'll go slightly off tangent, but still very much on topic. Social Media Day.